Hello, may I
Hello.
speak to Terry?
Yes, this is Terry speaking.
Hi, my name is Brandon. I'm calling off a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you already spoken to anyone regarding that?
No.
Okay, and did you take Depo Provera yourself?
Yes, I did.
I see it. Okay, and did you ever get diagnosed with any conditions after using it?
Including three free bonus gifts. Every issue of Remind will provide
Recently. Recently.
Well, within the past 10 years, 15 years.
Yes.
Okay. What were you diagnosed with?
The mellow, I can't pronounce the name.
Do you remember how it's spelled?
Yes. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Yes, the melanoma, MENINGIOMA.
Oh, meningioma.
Melangioma, yes.
I see. Okay. Sorry to hear that. How long ago was this?
This was back, I used it for 3 years.
Used it for 3 years before you were
Yes.
diagnosed.
Yes.
I see. Okay. Well, would you like to see if you can participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you ever spoken to any attorneys regarding getting involved in this lawsuit?
No.
Got it. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed any documents with any law firm against Depo Provera?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And now, since you took it yourself, you'd be filing this claim for yourself. Are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am. I reside in Los Angeles, California. I am
Okay.
a U.S. citizen.
Got it. And if you could repeat once again, what was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Started having problems with a lot of headaches.
Okay. It was headaches primarily, and then you went to urgent care, or did you go to an emergency room?
Yeah, I went to the emergency room. I started having irregular periods, headaches, dizziness, and mood swings.
I see. I see.
And I still experience severe headaches.
And you still experience them to this day. And I'm assuming that you saw a neurologist when you did go to the hospital. Is that the person that diagnosed you?
Yes.
Okay. And you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And where was that located in your body?
That was having problems with the headaches.
And where was the meningioma located? I'm
The
sorry, can you
tumor
hear
was
me?
in my, yes, I'm
Okay.
sorry. The tumor was in my head.
Okay, got it. So that was located in your brain, correct?
Yes, and I underwent blood tests, CT scans, and a biopsy.
Got it. And what is your date of diagnosis? Do you remember the date that they actually diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Yes. Back in June of 2016.
2016, June of 2016. Okay, that's when you were diagnosed, correct? Okay, what's your date of birth?
Was I diagnosed with the
Yes.
meningioma? The answer for that is I'm remembering July 30th of 2016.
July 30th.
Yes, I'm sorry. I have a lot of problems with headaches real bad.
I
I'm so
understand.
sorry. Sorry.
It's okay. Got it. And what is your date of birth?
125, 1965. And at the time,
1965.
I was diagnosed, I was 51 years old.
You are 51 years old. Okay, I'll
Yes.
make a note of that. And did
I'm sorry
anyone.
if I'm sorry if I'm kind of having problems, but I do experience a lot of headaches real bad. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I completely understand. Did you ever get treatment after they diagnosed you?
Yes, I did.
You did? Okay. And when it comes to Depo-Provera, do you know anyone else around you that also used it and was injured in a similar way?
I want to say my auntie, but she's deceased.
Okay.
She died of brain cancer, and I can't get a hold of, I don't know where her husband or where, but I'm not in the state of
That's okay.
Texas anymore. But I did have a relative that had died of brain cancer about
Got it.
2 years ago.
Okay, I'll make a note of that as well. My condolences.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Now, this next line of questioning basically surrounds Depo-Provera in itself. So, can you confirm that you were taking the injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use the normal one, the sub version, or the generic version?
I just received the depo. The doctor just told me it was a birth control injection.
Got it. The regular Depo-Provera then.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay.
And
Now.
I used the Depo-Provera for 3 years, and I received a total of 12 shots.
3 years and a total of 12 shots. Got it. Okay. And within one of those 3 years, can you confirm that you had at least four injections in 1 year?
I received my first injection, as I can remember, May 4th of 2013, and my last injection was June 4th of 2016.
2016, you said was your last injection, and that was in
Yes,
June.
sir. Yes.
Okay, got it.
And I got a shot, one shot every 3 months, and I received a total of 12 shots.
Got it. Okay. And in 1 year, you had at least four injections, correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. And the main injury that these sustained was this meningioma. Now, can you tell me about the treatment that you went through?
Yes. I experienced a lot of I went and got I had a CT performed, and that's when they scanned my whole body.
An MRI as well.
Yes.
Okay.
And I received yes, I received surgery, radiation therapy, chemotherapy.
Surgery, radiation, as well as chemo.
Yes, and what they did was they underwent, I had operation when the doctor removed the tumor from the back of my head.
Oh, I see. So they've completely removed it and then they followed up with radiation as well as chemo to make
Yes,
sure it never came back.
I had radiation therapy performed,
Right.
and the doctor directed targeted the radiation beams to my head for the tumor.
I see. Okay. And
Yes,
how did
I'm
that
sorry.
go?
That's I wouldn't recommend that on nobody. My
I can
mom even
imagine.
went through cancer real bad, and she died real bad. She had ovarian,
Oh,
but
really?
I wouldn't recommend that chemotherapy or radiation to nobody because it leaves side effects with your body and stuff.
Right, of course.
And
Okay.
my aunt did it too, and it came. They got it. It came back, and then it took her out real bad. So it's
Really?
real powerful, yes. And
It
it
definitely
leaves
is.
you, where if you kind of remember, your memory is not that good. But I'm just trying to, the best, that I can with the knowledge.
Right, of course, of course. And
And
even to this day, you said you still have headaches as well.
oh yeah, real bad, yeah.
Okay.
Dizziness, yes, I still do.
And dizziness as well. Did you ever have any vision problems or hearing problems from it?
I know in my left ear I do, and vision I do. I wear glasses and
Oh, you
also
do.
wear reading glasses.
Okay. Got it. Okay, and now this next section, I'm going to be asking questions about yourself. So could you please confirm your gender for me?
Yes, I'm female,
Okay, and
African American.
got it. And your marital status?
I'm married.
You're married at the moment.
Sorry
Okay.
about that. Yes.
Got it. And your first name, Terry, is that spelled Terri?
Yes, and middle name is Lynn. Last name is Jones.
And middle name is Lynn. Is that spelled LIN?
No. LYNN.
Oh, I see. LYNN. Okay. And last name is Jones, spelled JONES.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, got it. And what is your social?
Yes, 467-158810.
Okay, 467-158810.
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. And Terry, I have your primary contact email here as terryjones25@yahoo.com.
That is correct.
Okay. And your primary phone number, I'm just going to repeat this back to you, 323-717-0314.
Yes.
Okay. And is this your mobile phone?
Yes, it's a mobile phone, yes.
Okay. Do you work in the mornings or afternoons? Is there a better time of day to actually contact
you?
You
can contact me in the mornings or the afternoons.
Okay, I'll put down mornings then. And would you
Okay.
prefer phone calls, texts, or emails?
Oh, I prefer the phone call, the text, or the email. So the emails mostly come right through my phone so I can see them.
Got it. Okay, I'll go ahead and put that down. And what is your current address?
Yes, 4348 8th Ave,
Okay.
apartment number 1, Los Angeles, California, 9008.
And Ace Ave, is that spelled ACE AVE?
Eight, like the number 8, and then a TH, and then capital 2 A, V as in Victor, then E,
I
then
see.
apartment 1.
Okay, an apartment one.
Yes.
Got it. And what's the zip code?
9008, 90008.
Got it. Okay. All right. And you are above us here in Los Angeles County. We're in Irvine, so that's where I'm calling you from,
Yeah, Los
just
Angeles
underneath where
County.
you are. Are you doing okay with the fires? I know it's a lot
We
going
get
on up
the
there.
smoke. Well, last week it was the smoke is still in the air. We're
Right.
not really getting the winds, but we can't see the smoke
I
whenever
see you.
you know
So the air is
whatever.
affected, but the fires weren't in the
That
vicinity.
there the poor there was poor quality.
Yeah, of
Very poor.
course. Yeah, so
That's why
much
we're
is going
staying
on out
in.
there.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
Of course. Now, my next question is how they administered the Depo-Provera. Was it the doctor that actually gave you the shot, or did you do it
Yes.
yourself?
No, it was the doctor.
It was the doctor. Okay.
Yes.
And you did say earlier that you were given about 12 shots.
Yes.
Okay.
I received my first injection May 4th, 2013, and my last injection was on June 4th, 2016.
Got it. Okay. And do you remember your doctor's name that administered it?
Yes. Dr. Michael Hamilton.
Dr. Michael Hamilton?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the name of the hospital he was located at?
Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, 8700 Beverly Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90048.
90048. Okay. And that's Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And I do have their phone number. I'm not sure if you have your doctor's phone number still.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
My primary physician is Dr. Michael Hamilton,
Oh,
but
that's your
my the
primary.
doc yeah, but the doctor's name was Dr. Ray Chu, MD, and he's located at 8700 Beverly Boulevard, West Hollywood, California,
Okay.
90008. The neurosurgeon, and his number is 310-423-7900.
Okay. And the neurosurgeon's name was, if you could repeat that one more time for me.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Dr. Ray, Ray Chu. C as in cat, H as in happy, U as in I'm sorry. U as university, MD.
I see. Okay. Dr. Ray Chu, MD. Okay, I have his information down here. And do you remember what doctor, was it your primary doctor that prescribed you Depo-Provera?
Yes.
It was. Okay, originally they're the ones who suggested it. And
Yes.
this was also at Cedars-Sinai, correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Give me one second here. Did you ever, for treatment or anything else, move to a different hospital?
No.
Okay, so it was all at Cedars-Sinai. I'm assuming this is your local hospital.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So now, the method of diagnosis, you did go through the CT scan, the MRI, and you also went through surgery as well. This was all handled by Reichu, Dr.
Yes.
Reichu.
Yes.
Okay.
Healthcare professional for world needs on day one. Answer the call and join us. Belongs to something
okay.
greater.
And Dr. Reichu was your neurologist?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is a random question, but in the past, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What type of cancer was that?
They were saying I was high risk for breast cancer because of my mom and skin cancer.
And skin cancer as well?
Mm-hmm.
Were you diagnosed with both, or were you just a high risk?
High risk.
I see. So did you ever get fully diagnosed with them?
No.
Okay, got it. It was just a high-risk situation.
Yeah, because it runs so much in my family.
I see. Okay, I'll make a note of that here. And the treatment that you went through, I'm going to repeat this back to you. You went through surgery, radiation, as well as chemo.
Yes.
Okay.
The chemo performed, I was given the IV. And received 6 cycles of chemotherapy in 12 months.
6 cycles throughout 12 months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. And was it Dr. Reichu that helped you through that as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Got it. I apologize. There's so many questions, but we do have to make sure when it comes to all the medical information and such.
Right.
Okay. Got it. And other than when you went through surgery, radiation, as well as chemo, after you went through that treatment, have you had to go to the hospital regarding this at all? Other than checkups?
For the severe headaches, yes.
I see. Okay. Got it. And do you remember what date you were first treated? So the first time, I'm not sure if the radiation came before or after the surgery, but if the surgery was first, what was the date of your surgery?
Oh, I went operation where the doctor removed the tumor.
Yeah.
And the back of my head, the radiation.
Right.
And the doctor, the chemotherapy I was given was through the IV, and that was like 6 cycles. And I received a surgery and a treatment August 5th, 2016.
August 5th, 2016?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, I have that down. And when it comes to your medical records, did you hold on to all of those, or did you leave them with the hospital?
I left them with the hospital.
Okay, got it. And you would be able to request them if you asked?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Now, if you had these medical records, do you have access to a computer as well as a local mail, like USPS or FedEx?
Yes.
Okay, got it. I'll mark that off here. Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you have access to your MyChart login?
No, I don't. No.
That's okay. Got it. My last question is if you'd like to put down an emergency contact. So this is in case we cannot contact you for whatever reason. It's someone that you trust regarding the claim.
Yes, he's right here, my husband. He's on speaker, so he can hear you.
Okay.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Hello. My name is Brandon, sir. And what is your first name?
My first name is Andre with an E.
Andre with an E?
With an E at the end.
Okay, got it. And what is your last name?
Battle.
Okay, and can you spell that for me?
B-A-T-T-L-E.
Got it. Just like battle. Okay. And what is your phone number?
Area code 213.
Got it.
728. Mm-hmm. 2471.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Got it. And you are Terry's husband, correct?
Yes, sir.
Got it. And what's your email?
My email is
yes.
P-E-R-C-Y, Andre, okay. B, all small.
Okay.
660@gmail.com.
60@gmail.com.
Right, so that's Percy Andre B.
Percy Andre B 60@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I have that all right. Thank you for that.
No problem.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
All right, so I have all of that information in, and that was all of the questions that I did have for you. So I'm going to send you these documents over to your text as well as to your email so you can have it in both places. They should be sending over now. Now, what these documents are the medical release forms. So if you choose to let the law firm pull those medical documents, they can. You can also get them yourself, so whatever is more comfortable for you. They are also the retainers for the attorney. So these documents allow the attorney to start on the claim. Now, let me know if you receive them.
Okay.
And you can put me on speakerphone to make it a bit easier to navigate.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I guess the internet here is moving kind of slow because it says DocuSigns.net.
That should be it. That is the DocuSign. So if you click the link, it should take you straight to the documents. And that should be sent from Brandon Sharp, which is my full name.
Yes. It says DocuSign. And it's Brandon Sharp.
Yes.
And it says, I agree to use electronic record signature. Continue.
Correct.
And it says start.
And it should ask for a couple of signatures as well as initials. After you do that, you can hit confirm, then finish, and let me know. I'll review those.
Okay. Adopt and sign. Okay. Finish. Okay, it says all parties completed. It's DocuSign.
Correct. Yeah, and I got those on my end. So everything here looks correct. You are all set on this end. This should be the longest call that you had regarding the claim.
Okay.
You will get a call from the attorney in the next couple of days, I would say within the next 48 hours. When you do, they're going to verify the information that we went over to make sure it's all correct, and your claim will be submitted afterwards. At this point, you do have, let me just make sure here. You do have my phone number, correct?
No, wait a minute.
Let me know whenever you're ready to take it down and I'll give it to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it's 949.
Okay,
274.
274,
8638. Okay. Yes. And so you can text my number or give me a call if you have any further questions. But you're just going to be looking out for that call from the attorney, and you're all set from here.
Okay, then. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I appreciate your time. Hopefully, I can make the process a bit easy. I know it's a lot of questions.
Right. That's okay.
Okay, well, it was a pleasure speaking to you, and stay safe. I know the winds have been very strong lately, so stay inside.
Okay, then thank you very much, sir. You have a great day.
I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.